This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, so the Milwaukee Bucks do their thing and blow out the Detroit Pistons again. 119 to 103, the final numbers for your Milwaukee Bucks over the Detroit Pistons. And yes, Giannis was still playing late in this basketball game after getting pulled out at the 9-minute mark. And yes, I am going to still complain about it. I was driving in. I'm listening to Ted Davis like I always do. Love me some Ted Davis. And Ted Davis says at about 9-minute mark or so that they're pulling him, and Giannis wasn't very happy about it. And I'm driving my car, and I'm like, who cares? Like, I don't care if he's not happy about it. Go sit down. You're not getting hurt in this game. It's over. Go sit down. Sure enough, out he comes again. I mean, you're going to do what you're going to do, right? You're going to play Giannis, and Giannis wants to get into a rhythm or whatever Giannis's reason was or Budenholzer's reason was for coming back out. We're sitting here. I talked to Jeff Orlovsky, who's in here with me tonight, along with our guy, Evan, other side of the glass, chairman of the DJ Wilson fan club. And I go to Jeff, I go, if he gets hurt in the last 3-4 minutes of this game, we're going to be on until 3 a.m. talking about this because I'm going to lose my mind. And you don't even have to worry about having a post-game show for the second round because nobody's going to care about the second round. It doesn't. I don't understand, man. It's like, is it a contractual thing where he must play so many minutes in a basketball game? Or thank God he didn't get hurt and thank God they got through it. Did he play a great game? Not necessarily. By Giannis standards, no, that wasn't a great basketball game. But they still won. They still won. And that is saying a lot. It really is. Because you were able to use Middleton, who got you 20, 50% shooting, 7-14. You're able to use Bledsoe. Ah, hell with it. Let's just go inside the box score, and then I'll tell you what all the numbers were. And that way, instead of me trying to sit here and summarize for you, I'll read you the box score right off the bat. If you want to jump aboard, want to hear from you as well. Bucks get the win over the Detroit Pistons, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Hit it.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right. So, inside the box we go. Giannis, like I said, decent night by anybody else's standards. By his standards, probably not. 28 minutes, 5 of 13 from the floor, 0 of 3 from 3. 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 14 points, 10 boards, 3 assists, a steal, 4 turnovers. It's fine. No harm, no foul. It really isn't a big deal. Middleton, 30 minutes, 7 of 14 from the floor, 3 of 6 from 3, 3 of 4 from the line, 20 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, a steal, 3 turnovers. Brooke Lopez was the man. 34 minutes, 8 of 13 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3 for Splash Mountain, 19 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, 5 block shots, and one turnover in 34 minutes. Eric Bledsoe, 30 minutes, 8 of 19 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3, 3 of 3 from the line, 19 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, 4 turnovers for Eric Bledsoe. Sterling Brown, 25 minutes, 2 of 2 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3-point range, 5 points, 4 boards, an assist, a steal, a block, and 1 turnover. Let's talk about those coming off the bench. Pat Connaughton, 2 of 6 in 26 minutes, 0 of 3 from 3, 4 points, 5 boards, 2 assists for Pat Connaughton. 23 minutes for George Hill, 3 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 4 of 4 from the line, 11 points, 5 boards, 5 assists for George Hill. Ersan Ilyasova, 23 minutes, 4 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 4 from 3. He had the 3 ball going early on in this game to keep the Bucks in it early as Detroit was trying to pull away and weren't able to. 4 of 4 from the line for Ersan. 15 points, 2 boards, and 1 turnover. 14 minutes for Niko Mirotić. He hit 3 threes in this one, 3 of 5 from 3, 3 of 3 from the line, 12 points, and 1 rebound for Mirotić. 4 minutes for DJ Wilson, had 1 3-point shot opportunity, and he missed that one, had 2 rebounds and an assist, and 1 turnover. Frazier had 2 minutes of play, missed his only shot attempt, had a board and an assist. 1 minute for Tony Snell, not sure why that was even worth it, but they did it. Anyhow, so 48.3% from the floor for Milwaukee, the Pistons 38.5%. 14 of 38 from 3-point range for Milwaukee, 11 of 36 for Detroit, 18 of 24 at the line, 75% for the Pistons, 21 of 24, 87.5% from the line for the Milwaukee Bucks. They hammer them on the boards again, 52 to 44, assists 24-21, Bucks advantage there, turnovers 9 for Detroit, 15 for Milwaukee, and they still won by 16, 119 to 103. The numbers tonight as the Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons. All right, we already got people on hold. Let's get to you. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Where to, Jeff Orlowski?
Let's go out to Pottawatomie and say hello to Stevie D.
What's up, Stevie D? And my cheesecakes?
What's going on? It's my birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, dude. How old are you? 24?
I'm 52.
Yeah, I was being nice. I was just trying to be nice. What's up, man?
I was down here watching the game and watching the Brewers at the same time because I used to be in the car. So I'm going to watch them, then I'm going to play bingo to try to win on my birthday.
Oh, at Pado. I've yet to win at Pado.
Yeah, I've won some jackpots on the slot saying bingo.
I've never won on bingo. Never, ever, ever.
You get your birthday day that you're born on free for the regular bingo game. So if you need that number to win, they don't have to call. It helps you win the bingo.
Oh. Oh, I like that. I've never played on my birthday.
Yeah,
oh.
You play on your birthday, you get that number free through the regular game.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Yep. Yeah. Just like Bill Michael said, this is going to be a sweep. This is an easy series. Blake was supposed to inspire them to think they was going to do something. But, and he's just like LeBron. You notice how Blake played? He bags down. He pushed that left hand.
Yep.
He pushed you. And they don't call it offensive foul. They were doing a lot of hacking, and refs was letting a lot of that stuff go with them.
Bledsoe gets away with a lot of stuff too, though.
But one thing I'm concerned about, like you said, they playing Giannis, and you got the lead, just take them out of the game. Because I'm afraid when they're going to try to hurt somebody on purpose, and then they're going to affect the rest of the playoffs for the Bucks. So Budenholzer needs to look at that. You see them ahead, just take Giannis out. I don't care if Giannis pouting, get mad. You said you trust your coach, Come out the game. You don't need you no more. Get the role players in, let them play. And the one person I'm glad hit on is Mirotić. We're going to need him for these series. I said, I don't care if he got to start going to the gym and start shooting to get his stroke back. We need him for this next series to go forward to get this NBA championship.
Yeah, I agree with you. Mirotić. If he gets going in the postseason and Ilyasova gets going and everybody talks about spacing, if those two are shooting the ball well from outside, this team is going to become even more dangerous in the postseason. Yep.
If they hit, the team's going to forget it. Punching
yep.
the train kick, hitting the
three,
they're done.
Yo, I totally agree with you. Hey, man, Stevie, thanks for the call, man. Happy birthday.
All right, thanks, Barky.
You betcha. Take care. All right, where to next, Jeff?
Let's go out to Franklin and say hello to Dan.
Hello.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, so I want to start out by saying, like, I was really blown away by Ersan's performance tonight. I thought early on in the game the Pistons were going on a run. They just kept hitting threes, and then Ersan was just bringing us back in it. I think he had a string of, like, three-pointers that he made there. But also, Spark, I just want to point out for you that I've been listening to this show for a long time. This is really sentimental for me, watching these Bucks. But I want to point out for you, you guys need to bring back the Green and Growing remix as your theme song.
Why?
All right.
He couldn't answer the question. Please bring it back. I said why, and he hung up. So you don't have a good reason. You just like the song. Listen, I get it. But aren't they growing?
They have grown.
They're grown. They're grown. This, right here. This is it. I like the song, too. Don't get me wrong. But before the season started, when they said, okay, we're done with the Bradley Center, we're moving forward, I said, okay, let's do some different theme music. So I went to our music guy, John McDonough. I said, hey, man, give me some music beds that we can use for postgame this year and change it up for, like, the different opens. He said, cool, love to. So he went through, and as you can hear in all the opens throughout the season, it's been different music beds. And then it was Baby Tausch who I asked one day, hey, man, listen to all of them and tell me which one you think should be our music going forward for our promos and stuff. He picked the one that we use, and that's the one we've been using all year, and that's the one we'll continue to use going forward until further notice. It was the beginning of a new era this year. That's how I've treated it on the postgame show. That's how the organization has treated it moving into a new arena. You know, it's own the future. Well, now the future is now, even though they don't use that phrase, but that is technically what it is. So we made the distinction and the change, just like playing the celebration music. I said during the year, I'm not playing that celebration music after every win. I'm not doing it. After big wins, during what I deem as big wins, then sure, we'll play it. This series, come on. We all knew this wasn't going to be a series. So there's no reason to play it here. Boston? You'll hear celebration. Philly or Toronto? Yes, you'll hear celebration. On the way to winning an NBA championship in the finals, each win, you'll hear celebration. I'm not sure what I'll be able to deliver the night they win a championship vocally, but you'll hear something.
You'll be hoarse, but
I'm not sure what it'll be. I might be in shock. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. All right, let's eye up the enemy here, and we'll look and see what the Detroit Pistons did tonight as they lost to the Milwaukee Bucks 119-103.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
All right, 119-103, look at the Detroit Pistons. Tonight, Blake Griffin did play tonight. Played fairly well, 27 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, a couple of steals, only 2 turnovers in 31 minutes. But it wasn't enough. The Detroit Pistons kind of listened to me at the beginning of this game. They decided they were going to feed the ball to Andre Drummond, feed the ball to Andre Drummond, feed the ball to Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. He was so bad in the first half of this game, first quarter specifically. Horrible. Horrible. He's a good reason why they lost his basketball game, but he wasn't any good at all. Did rebound the ball. Dozen points, dozen rebounds, 4 steals, 3 blocks, 2 assists, but it's like I'm scoring early on hurt him. Reggie Jackson couldn't get his rhythm going either. He was 6 of 15. Nothing special there. Ish Smith, 4 of 13 for 11 points. And what happened to good old Luke Kennard? Did they decide that him being he's not a Bucks killer because they can't beat the Bucks. But he seemingly always has good games against the Bucks, and he only had 9 points tonight for the Detroit Pistons. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Bucks win 119-103. Still to come, it is the Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza play of the game. Plus, we'll have our defensive play of the game. We'll hear from Coach Budenholzer after this one. We'll check with Matt Velasquez, who's at the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, watching this butt-kicking the Bucks just performed. All straight ahead here on The Fan.
We know you can do that.
Listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
All right, so the Milwaukee Bucks over the Detroit Pistons, 119-103. See Sparky Fiverr, Jeff Orlovsky, chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Evan sits across the glass from us, taking your calls tonight. If you want to dial it up, get your reaction after the Bucks win tonight. 3-0 now for the Bucks. They look to sweep the series coming up on Monday night, and we'll be right back here Monday night again. You and me talking about a Bucks sweep, getting ready for Boston next weekend. Boston getting ready to sweep the Indiana Pacers as well, and both these series will be done in short order. Jeff Orlovsky, what have we decided? Courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, I think it's Ersan Ilyasova delivering early.
45 points in the game. They lost the game. Wow.
Whoa. Whoa. Playoff Ersan.
Sports it. He has not hit the rim yet.
That was Ersan's third three of the game at that point. Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call, and Ersan Ilyasova feeling good about himself tonight, as was Nico Mirotic. Both those guys needed some good nights of basketball, and hopefully they'll get one more good night here on Monday night, and then it's time for Boston. They're going to need all hands on deck for the Boston Celtics series, because I got a feeling that one's going 6 or 7. Okay, Jeff Orlovsky, where are we going next?
The beautiful south side of Milwaukee, and Mike. Mike, you're on with Sparky.
Hey, Sparky. I'll make it quick. I know you got a lot of calls.
What's up?
I know I called early in the week. I thought if they got Griffin back in there, they might steal a game at home. Bust out the brooms, Bucks in 4. And I know we talk about this every game. Putting Giannis back in, I'm speechless. We talk so much about this. Put Thon in, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right, thanks for the call. What do you say, Jeff?
Well, obviously not Thon.
Because Thon plays for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
Did he not see the game tonight? Thon was out there quite a bit.
Yeah, he was.
In fact, Thon Maker tonight for the Detroit Pistons, since he brought him up, 11 minutes, 6 points, 1 of 1 from the field, 4 of 4 from the line, 1 block shot, 3 fouls for Thon Maker. Evan, did you talk to that dude before? Oh, he's on the phone already. I was just wondering if you had talked to that dude. Yeah, Thon Maker's not there. You know,
no.
There's quite a few people that don't know that Thon Maker's not a Buck. Just last week, somebody told me they should play Thon Maker more. I said, he's not on the Bucks anymore. And they said, really? When did that happen? So that's, I always say it, you know, you core people that listen to our station obviously are on top of pretty much everything, right? Mm-hmm. But not everybody listens to sports talk radio. Not everybody lives, breathes, and eats and sleeps Bucks, Brewers, and Packers, Badgers, and Marquette 24/7. So, yeah, they'll see a game here. Maybe it'll be a couple weeks before they see another game, and maybe a couple more weeks before they see another game. They're not reading all the game stories. They're just a casual fan. Oh, yeah, Bucks are in the playoffs. That's good. I will tell you one thing that I've noticed, and I'd love to know if anybody else has had this happening to them. I had the child, the 3-year-old, in a Giannis jersey and black jeans and wearing a Bucks hat today.
Okay.
When we were out and about.
Very fashionable.
Multiple people, 3, I think, said, hey, man, go Bucks, go. The restaurant we ate at, the waiter was all said, hey, man, go Bucks. I'm like, you're damn right, go Bucks. That's right. And I swear to you, we've never... At least us as a family have never had this where anybody's wearing any type of Bucks paraphernalia and anybody says boo to us about the Bucks. And today, for whatever the reason, we had like 3-4 people all saying go Bucks go just because he was wearing his... I wasn't. You see what I'm wearing. Kay was wearing a Brewer sweatshirt. He was wearing his Bucks stuff. So I was like, all right. I mean, to me, that's a sign that Bucks fever picking up a little bit.
It is. And when I go out grocery shopping or, you know, anywhere, stores, school events with my kids, Little League baseball games, the amount of Bucks gear is exploded.
Yes.
Here in Milwaukee.
Yep.
It is fantastic to see, because before, you know, it would be a handful. If you see a sticker on a car, like, oh my God, there's a Bucks fan.
Yep.
Now it is everywhere.
Yep.
It's great.
It is absolutely awesome. So if you've had any of those stories where, you know, having those moments where people are saying, you know, one Bucks fan to another, hey, man, hope the Bucks win tonight, whatever. That's the type of stuff you had. I had an incident at a grocery store earlier. When was it? It would have been in, like, February. I think Marquette was in maybe in the conference tournament or just before the conference tournament. I was wearing my Marquette sweatshirt. and had my jacket open in the grocery store, and somebody walking by goes, "Hey, man, go Marquette. Hope those Hauser boys do something." And we started talking. We walked away, and everybody's like, "How do you know that dude?" I'm like, "I don't know. He just saw the Marquette sweatshirt and started talking to me. I have no idea. I don't know who the dude is." So I've had to have one with Marquette. We've never had to have one with the Bucks here until literally like today was the first time I think I've had it happen. All right, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Jeff, where to?
The Palatial Estates of Brookfield. And Matt, you're on the air with Sparky.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sparky. You know what's funny is me and my buddy Nate, we were talking about that today, and we noticed how the Bucks have kind of done a 180. Now you see all of this Bucks game. It's just a great feeling. We've come a long way. I mean, the last time I remember somebody commenting on Bucks here was 2001. But I wanted to give you credit for your call earlier in the week on Ersan. Some caller was dogging him and saying, you know, like, get him out of there.
Yep.
And he said, "You watch, Ersan's going to come up big." Somebody probably already touched on this, or maybe you did. But
no, I didn't. Man,
all right, yeah, great call. I just turned on my radio, so.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, and thanks for remembering anything that I said, because I don't half the time remember what I say. Yeah, I said that earlier in the week, and that he definitely got going there tonight. And Jim Paschke said it on the one highlight we played already, playoff Ersan. And this is why when everybody gets all mad at Ersan Ilyasova and he sucks, why we have him and get him off the team and play. You watch all regular season, and he hasn't been the player you thought. Mirotić, since he's come back from injury, haven't been that good either. Now we're getting a little bit closer to Boston. He hit some threes tonight. Ersan hit some threes tonight. Folks, the only reason Ersan's on this team is for the postseason. The only reason Mirotić is on this team is for the postseason. That's it. There are no other reasons. They did not get Ersan Ilyasova to try and win 60 basketball games. They got Ersan Ilyasova because they know what he's done in the postseason in the past. They saw what happened for Philly last year, and they want to have that Ersan on the Bucks this year to help with spacing and three-point shooting. That's why he's here. So let's see what happens in the postseason the rest of the way. If he stinks against Boston and they lose the series, and he's one of the reasons why because he's a no-show, then you can get all mad and hot and bothered at Ersan and all you want. Like I said the last show, there's going to be a couple games where he's going to play really well, and you're going to be like, Ersan was the reason they won that basketball game. Now, when you win by these many points, nobody's going to go, well, Ersan's the reason they won that basketball game. But if you were watching this game early on or listening to it on the radio, you know Ersan helped kind of keep them there and right there point for point with these guys early on in this basketball game by hitting a couple of threes. And again, at the end of the day, nobody's going to go back and say, oh boy, those were big shots by Ersan because it was so early, but he was still hitting them, and you just want him to hit more of them once you get to Boston and Philly or Toronto or however this whole thing plays out. I really hate Philly, by the way. I just, man, oh, man.
I think everybody's right with you.
I wanted Brooklyn to win that game so bad, and when Dudley went out, coincidence or not, all of a sudden, Ben Simmons started to find himself a little bit. Prior to that, I think Dudley was in his head, and Simmons was not having the same type of success that he had in the last game. Oh, I can't stand Philly. 119-103, Bucks over the Detroit Pistons. Let's do the defensive play of the game. And it was funny, at halftime, they'd given up 54 points. Ersan Ilyasova talking to Katie George at Fox Sports Wisconsin is like, 54 points? Yeah, that's not where we want to be defensively. We have to step it up a little bit here in the second half. And they stepped it up enough to win by 16 points.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, back to Fox Sports Wisconsin we go. Paschke and Marcus Johnson with the call. Let's see what highlight we pick, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Griffin air ball. Bledsoe has it.
That's an inactivity rust kind of finish. Oh, Bledsoe. Oh, Bledsoe.
Gosh.
I said so. Oh, Bledsoe.
All right, very good. That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Paschke and Marcus Johnson. Got a tweet here from Eric. up in Green Bay, who listens all the time. Tweets at the fan, I was at the Packer Pro Shop for 15 minutes today, saw at least five people wearing Bucks gear. That's in Green Bay. You know, this whole thing about wanting to be statewide and everything else, love it. That is absolutely marvelous when you can see other parts of the state really, really catching on. It really is. It's a good thing. All right, so the Bucks over the Pistons, 119-103. Take a quick timeout, get to a sports flash coming up on the other side. Mike Budenholzer talked already, right? Yeah, we'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer up next.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, so the Bucks get the win over the Detroit Pistons, 119-103. See Sparky Fiver, Jeff Orlowski, chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Evan, other side of the glass. All right, let's hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer after the Bucks get a Game 3 win and now lead the series 3-0, looking for the sweep on Monday night.
I think the thing that stands out to me, just the steadiness and kind of the will for, you know, the majority of the game. I thought Detroit came out, played really well the first quarter, you know, first like 5, 7, 8 minutes. We just kind of stick with what we do. Different guys making plays, different guys stepping up. And we're able to kind of manage that storm and actually have a lead at the end of the first quarter and then just maintain our focus and our effort really for the whole game. And lots of different people stepping up and playing well. George off the bench. I just think Bled's defense and Bled's energy. Brooke, Chris, all those guys. Just a really good overall team performance tonight.
Intel, Detroit Free Press. You were talking about Brook Lopez before the game. I saw in your pregame comments. Just speak about what makes him so tough for other centers to go up against, because he's Andre Drummond's had trouble with him in the past.
Well, I mean, you know, the way he is, just, you know, he's not your conventional big. He's going to, you know, play around the perimeter a lot. His spacing is great. His ability to make threes. And then, you know, teams are trying to take that away, putting smaller guys on him, bigger guys, and now he's taking it off the dribble, finishing in the paint, you know, getting all the way and finishing at the rim. And then, you know, in the pick-and-roll game, I think we're just on him to, you know, roll more and finish more in the paint, and he just keeps getting better and better at that, and our guys are getting better finding him. He's just he's a really skilled guy at the end of the day, and, you know, he helps us a ton.
But throughout this whole series, we've always talked about, you know, a bench player having a big one in game one, game two. It just felt like Ersan, those three threes in the first quarter, really kind of steadied you.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's probably part of the opening. You know, that, they threw a big punch. You know, I thought they played really well out of the gate, and Ersan comes in and hits the three threes in the first quarter. I think, you know, that was a, you know, a big kind of stretch in the game where, you know, we didn't go into the first quarter down or finish the first quarter down, and Ersan felt good. Ersan played well. You know, he and George off the bench, I thought, were really great. So, but those threes were huge. Yeah.
What can it mean for you guys on a night where Giannis wasn't otherworldly? He still put up some numbers, but he wasn't at his peak. Just that you guys were able to still win by double digits and not and be in control for a lot of the game.
I mean, I think it's something, you know, we've been trying to build all year. Is, you know, we're a team that plays together. We're, you know, try and take what the defense gives us. Guys have opportunities. Guys have a lot of confidence to make plays. It's not just all about Giannis, as amazing and great as he is. So, you know, if and when we need more from other people, and, you know, I think it's a credit to Giannis to, you know, to, I think, let his teammates, you know, carry him some nights, carry him some stretches. And, you know, I think he just loves this group. He loves playing with the guys. He loves to see them succeed. And, you know, it's a, I think, a credit to him and a credit to the guys around him.
But shortly after Giannis got his fourth foul in the third quarter, it looked like you went over and talked to him a little bit. What was your message to him at that point?
Yeah, it was actually a little bit more just about some coverages that we were in and just considering maybe changing a look and, you know, how did he feel about it and just making sure he and I are on the same page, and then he could help Ersan and talk about what we wanted to do differently. It was really, it wasn't that that exciting.
But
yep.
Hey, Monica. Hi. A couple of times over the course of the season, we've talked about how in the playoffs, kind of every X factor matters. You know, everyone has a certain baseline of talent, but there are little things that can separate the good from the great. And I'm wondering where you think your guys' professionalism and ability to just have this intense focus ranks in terms of things that help push you to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. Can we maintain that focus? Can we maintain, you know, I guess professionalism, if that's the word you want to use. That competitive spirit is what we talk about for the entire game, and it's not easy. You've got to do it longer than your opponent. And you know, I would give our guys credit, but, you know, we still have another game. We've got to maintain that over the next day or two. You know, take a break tonight, get a meal, and at some point fill your cup back up and get ready for game four.
Tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
Oh, I can't wait to get back on the air for the big show on Monday. I cannot wait. In fact, I kind of wish this was a Brewers post game show. Because I just, this Grandal Manny Pena thing. Mike Vassallo, PR director for your Milwaukee Brewers, tweeted out how good they are with Manny Pena. They're 5-0 and whatever the ERA is, like 2-2-2 or something stupid.
Minuscule.
Yeah, with him catching him. I literally just retweeted it and put this. Is that my name? Man, you should see all these people on Twitter right now. They are just besides themselves. Like, oh, Grandal's hitting this. Like, what? Why would you even consider doing such a thing? Oh, they're all fired up. Oh, I just can't wait to get back on there on Monday. Talk Brewers on Monday. Can't wait. Plus, we'll have draft coverage all week long. I went and I booked a ton of draft guys, me and Baby Tausch, for this week, all week long. Plus, we're at Q Club of Wisconsin on Thursday for the Wendy's Big Show. Plus, we'll be there for the draft show afterwards with Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels in the statewide network on Thursday night, too, for both the picks, 12 and 30 for the Green Bay Packers. So, if you're an NFL draft guy and you love that stuff, Big Show, we got you locked in all week long there. If you're a Brewers fan, we'll be having some Brewers stuff. We'll have some Buck stuff. It's going to be a fun week. This is always a fun week leading up to the draft, especially when they've got two picks in the first round, one of which is really good at 12. So that should be fun. All right, so the Bucks get the win tonight over the Detroit Pistons, 119-103. X factor of the game. It's funny, that question just got brought up to Coach Budenholzer about this team. To me personally, the X factor tonight was the bench play. I mean, to be able to get what you got out of Ersan, 15 points, 12 out of Mirotić, 11 out of George Hill, that really helped. And you were able to do all of this with Giannis not having a great game tonight. And that was brought up by Big Dog 45, tweets at the fan. Giannis was probably his worst game all season, and it had no impact. This team is, in capital letters, deep. Once Brogdon is back, there's no stopping them, Big Dog 45. Tweeting at 105.7 FM, the fan. I completely agree. This is what we don't know. We don't know what Brogdon's going to look like when he is back, right? We don't know how sharp Brogdon's going to be. It's taken Mirotić a little while to shake some rust off and get back in the flow of things for him. We don't know how long it's going to take Brogdon to shake some rust off and get back in the flow for him in this Boston series. Now, this last game in Detroit, and then you're going to get probably off until Saturday or Sunday would be my guess before you play Boston. So if Brogdon really needs that extra time, then obviously you don't play him Monday.
I would imagine that series won't start till Sunday. You would think that the NBA, being, you know, the number one seed in the East with Milwaukee and the draw that the Celtics are, that they would want that as kind of the marquee matchup on Sunday.
I want primetime basketball. Don't take us out of primetime. I know everybody's all about, well, if we're not at 2 in the afternoon on Sunday, then who cares? Let me tell you something. If you really believe in your heart of hearts that there are more people watching TV at 2 in the afternoon than there are at 7 o'clock at night, you are out of your damn mind. It may make you feel good, but trust me, there's a reason why American Idol is on Sunday night at 7 o'clock and why everybody else puts all their great programming on Sunday night. Want to know why? Because the kids have to go to school the next day. Everybody's just had Sunday dinner. The weekend's wrapping up. Relaxing a little bit before you go to work the next day. People are sitting at home and watching TV on Sunday night. You want to know what people are doing on Sunday afternoon? They're out doing stuff if the weather is nice. They're going to the Brewer game. They're going to the zoo. They're grilling outside, doing yard work, especially next weekend. People will be doing yard work if it's what the weather is nice outside. Little League Baseball is going on, so you got all that stuff going on. Get out of here. Your afternoon games. Just give me prime time on Sunday night. Give me prime time. This last series was perfect. Just 7 o'clock start, every game of the series, and keep Giannis in prime time. I think that's what they're going to do. I do. And I think that second game will always be Golden State. If they have their druthers, I think the Bucks will be at 7, Golden State will be at 9:30, whatever it is, and that's how it'll line up through the playoffs. And you'll see the Bucks on TNT probably almost all the time, would be my guess. Now we got to go to the drive of the game.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, here we go. Drive of the game, highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Paschke. I almost said Emma McLaughlin, but it's Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call. And let's see what Jeff and Evan cooked up for this one.
And aren't Bucks fans happy it did? Bledsoe, yes. Wow. Great basket. Wow.
Like a broken field runner, a la Emmitt Smith, a la Barry Sanders. Just find your way to the end zone. Touchdown, Bledsoe.
Touchdown, Bledsoe. Man, Marcus Johnson, you could... I don't know if anybody else thinks this or not. And maybe Marcus Johnson would disagree with me. But man, he seems a lot more relaxed, having a lot more fun. Like, he is feeling himself right now lately. Hey, you agree with me on that?
100%. 100%.
You agree too, Evan?
100%. He's,
right?
I mean, he was good to start with, but the playoffs, the last, like, stretch of games, he's been incredible.
Yes, he's totally just having fun, no pressure. This boy, man... He is getting good.
Once
as a
his
fan,
name,
this is what I want.
Once his name went up into the rafters, you know,
yes.
I don't know if that was a weight off his shoulders.
Could be.
But it seems like, you know, he's rejuvenated.
Love it.
He's having a blast. You can feel it through the TV.
It is.
It's amazing.
It is awesome. I mean, this is what I wanted. This is, and I liked him before. Like Evan said, I thought he was fine before. Now he's kind of taking it to a whole different level. Now he's up. He's up at super fan level, which is where I want my analyst to be. He's at super fan level. I don't want my analyst to be talking, and what a great play there by Giannis with a dunk. Oh, that was a great play. Don't do that. I don't want to listen to that crap. I want to listen to the guy going nuts. McLaughlin going nuts, right? Euchre going crazy. Marcus Johnson going crazy. That's what I want. The guy that you feel like they're as invested into the product as you are as invested into the product as a fan, and that is what you get from Marcus Johnson.
The Marcus Johnson now is what I think we were all hoping for when they signed Gus Johnson originally.
Bad. I don't want to talk about Gus Johnson. 119 to 103 Bucks over the Pistons. I'd prefer just to not talk about it on the air. Not anymore. I've talked about Gus Johnson enough. He's not here anymore. He does a fine job doing nationally televised games. I get along with Gus Johnson fine. I wasn't a fan of him doing the local broadcast for the Bucks necessarily before it was all said and done. But nationally televised games of any sport, he's really good. All right, let's go forward thinking.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
119-103 Bucks over the Detroit Pistons. Forward thinking. What will you be doing when the Bucks sweep the Pistons on Monday night? Because that's what's going to happen, folks. Blake Griffin is back. If you thought it was going to be close because they had Blake Griffin, well, you're wrong. It's still not close. And it's not going to be close on Monday night either. Because if I know me some Giannis, he's going to take this game tonight and just go nuts the next game. That would be my guess. Bucks win 119-103. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll track down Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel up next.
This guy's on the inside. after every game. Listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, 119-103, Bucks over the Detroit Pistons. We'll get to Matt Velasquez, but first we have to bring Bonamago Jr. on the line, former employee of The Fan here. Great dude.
Former employee of the Milwaukee Brewers as well.
You're a former employee of everywhere, really, Bonamago. You just kind of, you're the employee of all. So what's up, dude?
This was great. This was the only game I was worried about tonight, and they took care of business real quickly. So I think on Monday we'll be popping champagne and celebrating a 4-0 sweep.
Yeah, I agree. And this was the game that I don't know if I was worried about, but this is the game you figured they were going to get their best punch. First game at home.
Correct.
For the Pistons. They'd have some energy coming out early, and they did. They had some energy. Ilyasova led the Bucks kind of stay in it a little bit, and then they pulled away, and it was done.
Any sort of
it was
perfect. So Monday they'll go away, they'll win the game running away, and on to the Celtics.
On to the Celtics next week, and I totally agree. Hey, man, have a good week. Have a good holiday.
Take it easy.
You betcha. There he is. That's one of my favorite dudes, man. He's a good dude. All right, Matt Velasquez, another one of my dudes, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Your job must be really boring at this point in this series. I mean, do you just find yourself daydreaming at times watching this game?
No, I mean, it's not that bad, but, I mean, I did say even before game one, like, kind of just get me to round two, and the series has fulfilled everything I thought at that time. But, you know, it's playoff basketball. I'm not complaining about it in any way. And, you know, it will be fun when we get to round two.
I'm telling you, they're keep playing with fire. And if you know me, I always say you play with fire long enough, you're eventually going to get burned. And you put Giannis back in that game again tonight. You pulled him at the 9-minute or so mark. He had no reason to come back, and the game was done. And you throw him right back in that game again. Matt, I'm telling you, eventually it could burn him, and it's going to cost him the playoffs if something happens.
Yeah, I think part of the reason they brought him back in is because, you know, he had a kind of a frustrating game, and you kind of want to leave on maybe a better note, not take that frustration with you. You know, he was held in check for a lot of the night, had those four fouls, had a handful of turnovers. It wasn't, you know, crazy otherworldly Giannis that we're used to seeing. This was, you know, a more mortal version, you know, but he comes back in. It hasn't hurt me. He's played a really low number of minutes overall in this series. Just trying to kind of break him out of what was going on there through a lot of the game. And maybe you're playing with fire, but, you know, if you're playing your best player 28 minutes in a playoff game, you're calling that play with fire. It's like, well, okay. That's not the worst thing in the world.
Do you know what?
Say.
This is my thing, Matt. I if I was Budenholzer or a member of that coaching staff and he's frustrated, I'd go over to him. I'd be like, hey, man, look, you know, didn't have a great game, right? And he's like, yeah. But guess what? Look at your teammates, man. Middleton had 20. Brooke had 19. Bledsoe had 19. Look what Ilyasova and Mirotić did tonight. Dude, we're killing this team. And you didn't have a great game, dude. Relax. Your guys can carry you when you're not there. And in games when they're not there, you carry them. So just chill, man. It'll be fine. We play again on Monday night. We'll get the sweep and we'll be done with this. I think that's just... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I asked him about it in the locker room. I said, hey, a couple of the biggest runs, the most important runs of the game came with him on the bench.
Right.
How do you feel watching that when you're on the bench? He's like, oh, I love it. Like, I'm happy to see these guys doing this stuff. They're playing through Chris, and guys are playing defense around the floor. And, you know, he loves that, you know, to have that depth. You know, in the past, like, if Giannis didn't play well, if this is last year, Giannis took these numbers in any game, not just a playoff game, they'd be in trouble. But there have been a lot of games this year. I mean, not a lot, but there's been a decent number of games this year, you know, where Giannis hasn't been, you know, just lighting it up. And even in those games, you know, they actually have a pretty good record. They're not going to lose in every game that Giannis doesn't play well. You know, they actually, you know, they can hold their own. They have this depth, and it's been a hallmark of what they've been doing all season. And he's thrilled for it. But at the same time, you know, he is a competitive guy. He wants to get out there. He wants to play well. And if that's not happening, you know, he's not, like, frustrated to the point of, like, it being a problem. But, you know, you want to end on a high note, just like anybody does.
Well, the other thing about tonight is Mirotić and Ilyasova both get going a little bit. And if these two guys are going in the playoffs, this team's really going to be tough.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when it comes to Ersan, you know, coming in 3-for-3 on threes in the first quarter, that was a big part in them going. You know, Giannis was scoreless in the first quarter, and he had 9 points there, helping them, you know, own an 8-point advantage heading into the second. You know, that's, you know, big stuff coming off the bench and immediately being hot. Mirotić, you know, his time on the court, you know, they were generally minus in his time off the court, which they have been throughout this series, but, you know, going 3-for-5 on threes and just seeing those shots go in, it's going to help him, and he already is confident. I wrote about that earlier, but you know he's still confident. It's not like he missed a bunch and he lost confidence. He still got that, but just seeing him go in, now it stretches the defense a little bit more, makes them respect him a little bit more, and kind of just, you know, gets that good feeling where he's flowing a little bit. So those guys, if they're doing the kind of stuff like they did tonight, you know, especially when you add in Ersan's defense and the way that he's just solid right on that end, it makes them that much harder to beat.
Yep. Matt, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you after the sweep on Monday night, my friend.
All right, sounds good.
There is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
All right, so the Bucks get the win 119-103. Next up, Monday night, Bucks Pistons will be on the air right away after that game as well. Injury report, we know what we know, right? Snell is back, obviously healthy enough to play the last minute of the game tonight, so he's good to go for game four of this series. Brogdon still expected back for the Celtics series. So full guns a-blazing for the Celtics series. As long as Brogdon can play and everybody seems to think he's ready for Boston, it's going to be a fun one, folks. So we'll talk about another Bucks win on Monday night. Don't forget, tomorrow, we got the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show tomorrow at noon. Then, of course, we'll have the Bayview Shade and Blinds postgame show following that one with the franchise, Tim Allen, tomorrow afternoon. Bucks win 119-103. CBS Sports Radio's up next. Have a good night. Toodles.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.